When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
Hey, it's time for the crossover powered by
Everlevel
Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com. John, Josh, Joey, back for... How many Celtic shirts do you have, Joey?
This is my second one. I got a third one. That's my flannel shirt for going on walks in the neighborhood. just to show people
who I am. Hang on a second. Hold on. Hang on. Stop.
Say that sentence again.
I don't know. I have a long day, okay?
No.
That's my flannel shirt for going walking in the neighborhood.
I don't know what I'm saying.
No, that's right. You said it fine.
Yeah.
You said it fine. It's just a funny image.
Yeah.
That's all. Oh, my gosh.
That's my flannel shirt.
Or it's my workout shirt.
It's very specific.
Yes. It's so specific.
Nope, I can't wear this Celtic shirt. I wear it under my flannel.
Well, I wear it all day. I can't wear it the next day. It's got to go in the wash, John.
What does that
mean? Well, I know, but it's... I'm not
Nick Grimm. I'm not dirty. I'm not dirty.
Joey chose violence. Yeah. I feel horrible because Austin is probably still like opening up the YouTube stream and he just missed the beginning of the crossover.
He missed it.
Oh my gosh. Oh man.
Best of.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Might as well say it again. Oh. Wow.
Nice.
Oh, he has opined. Joey greater than Nick.
Good start. This is a good week for me.
That's going to be awesome when an entire day of the best of crossover week will
the
just
Joey
be
from shows.
This week.
The Joey Hive is growing.
The Joey Hive. Is it taking off?
Dude, every day during the crossover, we get texts about how much they love Joey.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I'm not Nick.
You're not.
You were set up for success by Nick, who we love.
Mm-hmm. Josh says, I'm here. I don't know why we're laughing, but I'm here. Josh, just rewind
just
it to the beginning.
Just gotta rewind it.
Yeah, just
go back
a minute.
Gotta rewind it.
Oh,
minute
man.
And a half.
I don't even know if that was that funny, but I really enjoyed the answer.
I know. You guys
really enjoyed the
giggling
answer.
Like little schoolgirls.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was
my
very good
flannel
though.
To go on walks in the neighborhood.
Don't worry, no one's checking me out.
Josh, oh, Joey.
Josh, say what you said to me before we turned on the microphones.
So there is a rumor. Now,
what is this?
Is it behind a paywall? Yeah. So how do we feel about reading directly from the paywall? It's not even a report. It's a message board
post. Just tell them to go subscribe.
All right. Subscribe to Husker Online. That's for Sean Callahan and Steve Sipple and Robin Washit, who will join us later today. But I'll just paraphrase. Sean says that he's hearing that the Nebraska-Colorado game will be a night game on NBC.
Noah Eagle.
Exactly.
Right.
Todd Blackledge.
And Blackledge.
That's
a good crew.
That is a great crew. He says nothing official yet, but things look promising for this game to be a prime time.
Oh, my.
Kickoff.
Again,
God.
Wouldn't have to rely on.
Oh, sorry, John, you're doing overreaction.
No,
Nose goes.
John, you don't even have. You have to do it because the rest of the games you'll be somewhere else with Creighton.
Great point.
No,
John will be traveling.
That's only in the month of November.
And maybe an exhibition game in October that could be on a Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be on the road for sure.
They're not going to play an exhibition on a Saturday.
It'll be on the road and you'll probably go. So, yes, that you're out for that. So you have to do Colorado.
I'm not doing Colorado.
John and Josh, that'll be a good show. You guys already have such good chemistry. You've been working with each other for such
a long
time.
Our chemistry sucks. It's horrible.
Yep.
We hate each other, actually. I don't even like him.
We are in the season where we all fight over who doesn't do Big Red overreaction.
Right.
I'm excited about that.
Because we all want to go to that game. Like, yeah. I rarely want to go to games. I want to go to this game.
This is a game to go to.
You know what? You know what we should do?
What?
we need to hold the sales team hostage.
Oh.
Not like literal hostage. Oh. So
we're
going
to kidnap
worry.
Judith and set Darren up with Sandy. Come on, yeah.
But we'll hold up the show and say, we're not doing, there won't be a big red overreaction
unless.
That day. Unless you sell it. So that it can be near the stadium.
Oh!
And we can do a remote.
From a bar?
From Lincoln.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't hate that
I
idea.
I mean, that's not the worst idea.
Okay.
I'd certainly be more likely to want to participate
right.
in an event like that.
Right.
Yes. That's good. That's a good job.
I think that way they can make some money off this. You wanted ideas? There's an idea.
That's a great idea.
It should be done. From Lincoln, because you know that the atmosphere, the home schedule is not the best this year. It's,
Is it kind of poopy this year?
This is going to be the most anticipated home game of the season.
By far.
Yeah.
So other home games.
Especially if it's at night.
Rutgers, UCLA, and Wisconsin. Among the other garbage non-con games. And Illinois. Did I say Illinois?
No, you did not.
There you go. This game.
What about Northern Iowa and UTEP?
Yeah. I mean, I'll be excited for UTEP because it's the start of the season, but not Northern Iowa.
No. The Troy Dannon revenge game?
Oh, Mr. Yogurt takes on his old team.
This is what you get for me leaving you.
You bitches. Let's see. Jefferson writes, do bigger overreaction in the Pickleman's in downtown Lincoln.
Sure.
That'd be odd.
That's it. That is a business,
well,
though.
No, we want to be where the people
are.
Do we
want to be like where the college kids are?
College kids go to Pickleman's.
What about the pizza joint that's on O Street that everybody likes? Lazari's.
Well, it can't be too far away.
Or what about Raising Cane? Oh, it got to be closer to the stadium?
Yes.
What's close to the stadium?
Is there a Popeye's nearby?
Oh, I wish, Joey. No, there's one on like 27th Street.
I know Michael Severo
would
be excited.
What is the closest business to the stadium?
Wow, that's a great question.
There's Wendy's, Arby's.
See, but
those are little
fast foods.
Berries. It probably is berries.
Oh, they don't need us. Man, that sucks.
They don't need us.
Well, none of the bars downtown are going to need
us. That's true. Berries would be fun.
Berries on the rooftop?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because it'll be September. Weather will be great.
Hello.
Oh.
Maybe we could sell a remote to one of the kids renting the houses on New Hampshire.
Oh, in the Bottoms. Great idea.
In the Bottoms.
John, that is an amazing idea.
I'm pretty sure Gary rents a house down there, or he's a landowner of a house in the Bottoms.
I mean, come on. That would be
awesome. He's a landlord.
We could rent out the house, and we could invite a few friends of the station to come by to be our little audience in person. Sit in the living room, watch us do a show.
Or the kids taking
or
shots
go to the
or whatever
lead center
they're taking
for performing
shots.
Arts.
Dude, you want to talk
the lead.
About
the lead center
the lead.
For performing arts.
We can get
arts.
A classy audience.
Oh, good take, sir.
Oh, I thought Mr. Sanders did an admirable job today. What was that? How do you say his name again? Shadur.
And they could point to their watches, too. They all have very nice watches. Mm-hmm. In the lead center.
I liked that part where Shadur scored, what do you call it, a field goal? And he pointed at his wristwatch. It reminded me of my Rolex.
Wait, so who's giving this take right now? Is this you in the lead or is this a lead listener?
No, this is
the lead
listener.
This is our listener.
Classy audience in
okay.
lead center.
Yes. Okay.
What is your name, sir? My name is Jed.
Oh, Jed.
Jed will turn classy for
mm-hmm.
us. Justin, he wears a nice suit.
Justin says, LOL, here's your remote location, and he has Casey's highlighted in the bottom.
That's probably
the
one.
The Casey's we could get some breakfast pizza.
We could.
Oh, well,
there's our breakfast pizza.
Smashing on some breakfast pizza while taking phone calls after Nebraska beats Colorado by 3 touchdowns would be amazing.
I don't think they'd probably make breakfast pizza like 10:30.
Well, but they might
for
this.
No, I think they do. I think they're
for the late people that wake
I think they're breakfast all day kind of
establishment. No.
Are you sure?
No. I don't think so.
I'm going to see if I can order it right now.
I don't think so.
Maybe a pre-order you can, but they don't have it in the spinning.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's what I was saying. I was saying, like, call and say, we want a large breakfast pizza.
That's possible, I guess.
It could be.
I think so. I'm going to try to order right now.
I was thinking about the spinning wheel of pizza.
Yeah. Josh can pump people's gas.
Oh, that's good.
No, it's not Oregon. You know that's not in Oregon anymore. Thank God. I got to pump my own gas.
Oh, really? Those dumbass libs finally got progressive.
Bingo.
So Jersey the only state left? Or
Massachusetts, I know.
Really?
Well, outside of Boston, when we went on a road trip around
New England area.
I just ordered breakfast pizza for pickup right now, so it's available.
You did?
I didn't order it. I didn't go all the way through, but I added it to my cart.
Oh, great. Now you're going to see the order, and then this jerk ordered the breakfast pizza, didn't come pick it up.
There was pizza from Cobb's Pizza, and I got an email, and
I saw that email.
I ended the segment, and I was like, what are the chances I can get after a little bit of this pizza? It was not 4 minutes after the email had been sent. No more breakfast pizza. Mm. Gonzo.
Well,
see you later, or no more pizza.
Okay, so it's settled. We're doing Big Red Overreaction from the Casey's in the Bottoms.
So what's the cross streets there, Josh? Check that out for me. It's, what would that be?
It's in between New Hampshire and Charleston. Is that 8th Street
and Charleston?
10th Street?
10th and Charleston.
10th and Charleston.
Tight.
We're coming to Casey's.
And we walk across the bridge, and we're coming to your Casey's.
Boom, we got a theme song.
We got a theme song.
Red Minnesota says, I'm in. I'm already planning to go to the game. I'll gladly pass out at your Big Red Overreaction in the Bottoms.
We can all spray gas on each other.
Gas?
I don't know if
Gasoline.
Yeah.
Wake me up before you go. Mm-hmm.
Josh can take all the I did that stickers and put them on all the cases.
Yes, I did that.
Great idea.
I did that. Man,
I'm sure we get invited to many a house parties.
Sears, I feel like we have to know somebody, maybe Gary's the answer, who has a house in the Bottoms. I would say, yeah, feel free. Come do the show from the Bottoms.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know any college kids.
That would be so unique and cool.
Yeah.
Give us some lazy boys.
You know, the kids
chill in the chairs.
The kids like to hang out during those giant tailgates, like on the roof. They like to go up on the roof.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do a show from the roof.
From the roof?
The roof of a Bottoms house.
We do that. We probably shouldn't tell corporate because they wouldn't approve of that.
Yeah, because someone's falling.
Yeah, they'd say, this could be bad. You could die.
Yeah.
I'd say, yeah, but Nebraska could too. Matt Rhule doesn't care about that.
If we die, we die.
Mm. Yeah. Text from the 402. Probably won't mention the establishment, but he says, I would say the blank. But the owner is an absolute douche canoe, so we won't be going to blank this place, John. Do you know the owner of that establishment?
Oh, yeah.
Very popular.
Oh, do you know? Does this person suck?
No, I don't know if that person sucks or not.
Okay. Yeah.
You know about the establishment, though.
I don't know
much
about this place.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever been to that establishment.
Mm.
It's been around for a while.
Let me see.
Down there in the Haymarket.
All right. Here comes the Dapper.
It's the place where you end up.
That place. Mm. Yeah, I've never been there, I don't think.
Yeah, I've never
Dapper,
been there.
Have you?
I have been to that place.
And?
I don't know the owner. I have enjoyed my time at that place.
Bart says, I know of a pretty kick-ass tailgate you can do it from in Lot 7 under the Viaduct. Viaduct?
Oh, like the RV parking over there?
Do they have internet over there?
Yeah, if we have internet over there.
Dude, they got TVs and stuff over there.
Nick has to go test.
People sit out there and watch TV all day long.
They're probably pulling off satellite, aren't they?
They are.
Probably.
Yeah. I used to go to a tailgate that would pull off satellite.
You get us some internet and we'll be there.
Okay.
Give me some internet.
You give us some internet, and we'll be there. And Josh will still do Big Red Overreaction.
Hey, if we're doing it in Lincoln and I can go to the game, I'll have to leave in the third quarter.
This is a dream come
true.
No.
That's the other part. We don't leave until the game is over. We ain't missing any
So
of the
we'll
game.
Start a few minutes later, though.
Yeah, it's just the way it's going to have to be.
When the game ends, these are our demands. A few minutes later.
Somebody back in studio will have to hold down the fort for a few minutes. Collect
calls.
Might as well
be me.
It'll be Joey.
Joey, thank you for your service, Joey.
Joey and Nick can hold down the fort. Yeah.
He's busy. Wouldn't he be playing Frolf or something?
But he can hold down the fort.
Okay.
They can gather up all the calls and give all their takes.
Maybe they can put the press conference on. We just join after the press conference.
Great idea.
It's an even better idea.
Otzen says, I would definitely have to start the crossover on the day Nick tests that line. Oh, yeah. Otzen, you're probably producing our whole show that day.
Uh-huh.
Nick is testing.
I'm available that day.
Wow, look at this. I love this idea. This might be our best idea of all time.
What a godsend. Are you serious? If this game is at night, what an absolute gem.
Yeah.
I did not see that coming.
We have to.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have to.
Mm-hmm. It is going to be very angry.
Very
angry.
Maybe this is it. So Joey continues to impress us all, right, with his acumen this week.
Good,
Joey, let's see if you can do it one more time. I want you to find Donald Trump saying very nasty.
Is that something he tweets, or does he say nasty? Oh, he says nasty.
Who is the reporter that went from Fox News to NBC? Megan
Kelly.
I think he called Megan Kelly very nasty.
Nasty woman.
Yeah. Joey, can you get him saying nasty? Because that's the atmosphere. And I want us, whenever we talk about Colorado, to have Trump saying nasty.
I bet we have it in our system probably.
Do you think so?
I don't know. We have a lot of things that Trump said in there.
We do like Donald Trump. Drops. Yes. Don't cut out what I said.
We do like Donald Trump.
Otzen says he called Ashley Judd a nasty woman.
Nasty woman.
I just think we need the nasty part, because that's going to be that
very
crowd.
Nasty.
I have decided that that crowd is going to be the nastiest of the century.
Better, greater than 2014 Miami.
I would say it will not even be close.
Whoa!
I will say this will be the nastiest crowd since they were holding up signs that said, Sal is dead. Go Big Red.
That was pretty nasty.
That was pretty nasty.
Yeah.
That was pretty nasty.
Joey, click on the little filter button. Keep going to the right. Right. Okay. Right. Down.
You've never done
right
filter
there.
Before?
And then if you type nasty right there, it will find any
nasty,
reference of nasty.
Nasty woman.
Or enter, I think, probably works.
Right there. No, we don't have it.
What's that one? What's the one that says that's nasty?
I think that's Cleveland Brown.
Cleveland Brown?
That's
his little
phrase. Oh, okay. All right, so we got to find Trump saying nasty.
Oh, it's out there.
Anyway, I think this will be the nastiest atmosphere of the century.
I love it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome.
I love it.
Which is why we need to be there.
Should we bring back the Sal is Dead sign?
Oh.
With a 1620 The Zone logo on it?
Jeez, Josh.
Check out Big Red Overreaction in the bottoms.
Josh, once again.
I was asking. Did I step over a line?
He's been dead for 30 years.
Time plus tragedy.
Wow.
That's what they say. It equals comedy. Or signs at a football game. There wasn't even that much time the last time they did it.
Well, no. That's because things were very nasty.
They were very nasty. Yes.
I'm going to make a prediction that there won't be any signs like that. Nasty signs like that.
Well, there will be some nastiness, though.
There'll be nastiness there, but it'll just be verbalized.
By the way,
what my suggestion the other day was for Nebraska to give away like collectible watches.
That would be fun.
Everyone points to their watch when Shadur gets sacked during
that's,
the game.
That's a I like that
Everybody
idea.
Goes like this. Watch. We could make 1620 the zone watches. 1620 the watch.
1620 the watch.
And everybody's pointing at their watch.
Now, I did just get a message from Justin. You know that? I'm just confirming that this is what I think it is. It is. Okay, you know that coffee shop that is like near the bottoms? Like, it depends on where you park and you walk by it. Like, you're along the train track area.
Yeah,
I've seen
it. That is called
Destinations.
Destinations, yes.
Now, Justin
says... I didn't know there was a coffee shop there.
...that he knows who owns the property. Maybe you could rent a spot and it would be indoors. It is internet ready. The space is now an event space. Let me know if I can help. Justin, I would say, can you get us in for free?
Well, yeah.
Because that is close. He even has the walking. It would be a 17-minute walk. That's not counting normal post-game traffic.
It's a little sizable. And also, as much of a destination as Destination's Coffee Shop is, I don't know if that's exactly the type of destination.
Right.
So you're saying no.
It just seems a little tame.
Okay, because you want more of a party atmosphere. We could say BYO. I guess we probably can't say that legally. I don't know how those things work with a radio station.
If we go to a house, we could.
That's true. It's a house. We can't control what they bring. It's their house. They just invited us in.
That's true.
I'm leaving all the possibilities open. Great, great tip there from Justin.
Thank you.
That is a great tip.
Mm-hmm.
I still kind of like the idea of being at Casey's.
That would be fun. I love Casey's.
They still have free air at that Casey's?
Oh. Yeah, air is expensive.
I don't know if anyone has free air anymore, do they? Jeez.
The car wash, I think, by our place. Where we live, there's that car wash over there.
Yes.
I think they have free air still.
That's huge.
Yeah.
They're always packed at that car wash.
Plus, oh my gosh, it's insane.
There is always 100 cars.
Plus, they tell you the PSI of your tire.
Oh.
You don't have to do it yourself. So you make it like 38, and you do it, and then it stops when it's good to go.
I kind of like the guesswork, actually.
Classic Happer. That is not surprising.
I like to make things a lot harder than they should be.
Yeah, I don't. I like the ease of just give me the number.
Problem with those is they always break.
Give me the damn number!
They always break, exactly.
They cost money, usually.
They do.
No, we used to have a free one over at the Phillips 66 in my neighborhood.
Dan writes, I tailgate in the Destinations lot. It gets pretty nasty. There you go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're cooking. Well,
Jesse says you guys got to do it from a frat house, not just any house. Now that would be closer.
I don't know if we want to.
That's how I feel too, though. I don't go to
honestly, I think the bottoms are closer than most of the frat houses.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yes.
The thing with the frat house, you don't have to cross a bridge.
We have to just walk
through. To cross the bridge.
We have to walk through campus.
Yeah, but it's a bridge. It's not that.
But it's so tiny. When's the last time you walked over that bridge on a game day? It takes a while.
It's a little complicated, John.
Because it's so tiny. And then you have the weirdos going the other way. And it's like, you're going the wrong way, friend. Go that way.
Yeah,
turn
there's
around.
Like three people every time. We're going
around.
The other way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It can be.
It makes it a little bit more difficult.
Right,
it's
but you also got a lot of people walking through campus, you know?
Mm-hmm. Craig says the slap bracelets that look like watches. 1620, the fake watch.
Yes.
That would be the thing. You remember the slap bracelets?
Yeah.
And then we all point at them.
Yep. That's a great
And
idea.
Then we could play his rap song over the loudspeaker.
Ooh, I don't think
edited
we should do
version.
That. Yeah.
It has to be the edited version.
Yeah.
Do it after the victory.
I know. It's all coming together.
Kenny writes, there's free air across the street from the studio at Buchanan's. I love Buchanan's.
Do they?
Wow, they're
okay,
huge.
Good for them.
I love Buchanan's.
That's a big time.
Carl at Buchanan's.
I'm
hey,
a
Carl.
Fan.
I'm going to stop by today. Let's see. John writes, piggyback off Happer's idea for the watch, they should hand out the kind that can be activated by the stadium's multimedia person. Similar to big-time concerts where all the lights go off at the same time, those lights could be the watch of the faces. And if it's a night game, they'll have to do their third to fourth quarter thing.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yep,
what song will they play?
Come a running, boys. Oh, no.
I know.
That'd be awesome.
Jack's favorite song. He loves that song.
He actually loves it, unironically.
Yes.
What an idiot.
When we went to the
I like it. It's a good song.
John does too. Yeah.
It's a good song.
What song are we talking about? Are we talking about
Cornhusker?
I don't understand why people don't like it.
Cream.
Why do they hate it?
Because it sounds like garbage.
Because it's not.
It sounds like garbage.
It gets nobody hype at all.
Yeah, I'm not hype.
It's a cringy song.
It's cringy.
Yeah.
You guys are cringy.
Another point for
you guys are cringy.
Look at
Joey.
Doesn't get me fired up.
Yeah, same.
They can play it in between the first and the second quarter. Nobody cares about that.
Mm-hmm.
Third and fourth quarter, it's sacred.
Mm-hmm.
Put something good in there.
Jay writes,
it doesn't have to be AC/DC either, by the way.
Yes, thank you.
Just
thank
so you guys know.
Yeah, because we wouldn't want a really good song.
Hey, everybody, here's some Madonna.
No one wants Madonna.
Nobody wants to play
like
Madonna.
A virgin.
Who would play that?
Nobody wants to play Madonna, John.
You could be my lucky star.
Jeff says only old people like it. That song sucks. I agree. Jay writes, hold your bigger head overreaction at Sun Valley Lanes. Also, your host should draft what games you want to do overreaction and stream the draft. That's a great bit.
Oh, boy.
That's a funny bit.
Okay.
Draft. Oh, wow.
We were just talking about the TV draft, mm-hmm. the TV network draft. That's a draft that people want to see. We would get very angry.
It'd get nasty.
It would
get nasty.
It would, and we would have to limit the number of opt-outs.
The tolerances?
Yeah.
As they say, we don't want to play any Friday night games.
Yeah, like we would have to decide, like, okay, so right now we say how many games are big on the schedule. Colorado's a big game. USC.
Ohio State
and Wisconsin. So it's like you have to pick, and I guess Iowa, but that's always so
nobody
hard.
Wants to do Iowa.
No one wants to. I'm out of town again this year, so sorry, can't do it.
Jeez.
But like you have to draft one of the big games. You have to say, I want to do one of the big games.
Okay. And you get to pick. You get to pick and choose the big game that you want.
Yeah.
But you don't know if you're going to get drafted to it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I guess who's doing the drafting? Are we drafting or is Mark drafting us?
Probably Mark.
Okay.
Somebody else is in charge. Maybe a listener. Maybe we give away the spot to be the commissioner.
Oh, that would be funny.
The league.
That would be funny. Alan,
Sun Valley Lanes, by the way. Great.
Is that a good spot?
So I had bowling league there a long time ago. Mm. They have great food at Sun Valley Lanes.
I love food.
I've heard.
Bowling alley food underrated.
It can be.
Agreed.
It is a little far away, though. It would have to be driven.
Is that 48th?
No, it's out on the west side.
Yeah, it's
over
out by
Haymarket.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's out by Haymarket Park.
Oh.
But it's further.
Yeah,
we'd probably have to get like a police escort if we were to go do the show from there.
Yes.
Be a little difficult.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
Sorry, Josh, what were you going to say?
First of all, Odson says, why are the choices AC/DC or Madonna? But then he also added, what a great bit. So he's in on the drafting thing. Al in Minneapolis writes, Josh, will we see any Restore the Order merch at the Colorado game this
okay,
year?
Okay, now we're cooking.
Ooh. Put a zone logo on that.
Look at this. I've just received a Slack from Josh.
Who slacked? What did Josh say?
It says... broadcast the big red overreaction draft, cowards.
Wow. All right.
He slacked us.
Nice.
We're on Slack now.
There we go. Look at all these slacks.
Mm, you know what the good news is?
You didn't see it.
I didn't get one.
I don't like how you can't reply. You can forward messages for some reason, but I can't just reply
to this. You just have
to
type in what you want to say.
So I have the Slack.
Great
idea. But it doesn't set my phone off.
That's nice.
There we go. I just tagged him. Great idea. Producer Josh. His name in Slack is Producer Josh.
At Producer Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Exclamation point. Mm-hmm. I am definitely down for Restore the Order shirts, by the way.
Yeah, those aren't copyrighted, right? We could probably make zone shirts that say restore the order.
Yeah.
Dude, we should do that. Look at all these ideas.
Just
so many ideas.
So many ideas.
This is the segment full of ideas. Wow, Slack is popping
Slack,
off right
yeah,
now.
You just started something.
Yeah.
Over on Slack.
Restore the order shirts with a zone.
That
logo.
Seems easy.
Yeah.
If we restore the order shirts.
And the O can be the zone logo.
Could it be, could we say that? Restore the order?
Restore
the order. That's even better.
I like that.
Restore
and
the
play
order.
Play Madonna in between the third and
Madonna.
Fourth quarter.
I'm going to ask that. Would you buy a restore?
Like a prayer.
Restore the order.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to bring it back. I mean, it was a good idea. It just didn't work out, really.
Mm-hmm.
But they did restore the order.
I had one of those shirts.
Restore the order.
God, that picture. Holding
the shirt.
Oh, so good.
We should try to get Callahan on the show that week to celebrate.
There's no way he will ever do that. He will never talk to anyone from Nebraska again.
Wow.
On the record.
Oh.
I accidentally tagged USC 1620. I meant to tag 1620 the zone. The shirts are for all, by the way. I just put out a poll question. I tagged our show, not the station.
What does the poll question say?
Would you buy Restore the Order shirts?
Restore.
It's a bit confusing to see, probably.
All right, I'm going to fix it.
Restore the Order.
Yeah.
Can you, well, you know what?
What's that?
Do we have pictures of these things?
They have to be somewhere, right?
The Restore the Order shirts?
Yeah.
Well, there's the famous picture of the...
Yeah, but is it clear enough?
Oops. Is what clear enough?
Oh, here it is.
Scarlet.
Here's the original.
And the cream.
And black!
Okay. I'll work on this a little bit.
Dude, I know of a place where we could sell the shirts.
We are cooking for the summer.
We're blowing this game out, man.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Now watch. It'll end up at
2:30 on CBS.
It'll end up at 11:00 on Peacock.
That would be a nightmare scenario.
Oh, that'd be the worst. Yeah, put it at 2:30. That's fine. Put it at 11, and I would be so sad.
But 6:30.
Yeah,
up all night.
And that
it's Saturday night.
And that production quality of NBC.
Oh, that HD. They'll all be in the stadium.
The score bug is good on that channel.
Score bug.
It is a great score bug.
Great score. So, like, as we continue to unpack this, like. What if it was all of the zone people because we're going to be right across it? Too many voices, Happer?
What are you saying?
I was just saying, what if it was all of us together? It's like a round table, big red overreaction.
Oh, my God.
But then there wouldn't be enough time for the most important voice of all.
Yours.
Yeah, that'd be tough. Maybe not a whole lot of yours that night.
Do we want the restore for the extra restore to be black or red?
What's the...
Because this is the initial concept.
I like that, John. Black
like
looks
that?
Good because then it pops a little bit more. Restore the order.
It's not one of the colors. It's a Colorado color.
No, it's in the PDF file.
Restore the order.
All right.
Also, we need to hit up our voice guy. I mean, we're cooking right now.
Yeah,
let's get him to do that. It's time for them to restore the order.
Yes.
1620, the zone.
Nice.
From the North Bottoms on some guy's roof.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds amazing. The North Bottoms. I haven't been there in so long. I was in my 20s.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Driven through just to...
I mean, I've walked through. I haven't been, properly in the Bottoms since probably 2017.
There's not a lot of ways to be properly in the Bottoms.
That's true.
Yeah.
I would have been a 28-year-old... A spry boy.
A
28-year-old spry
He's
boy.
Just a boy.
What were you doing at age 28 in the Bottoms?
Tailgating, getting hammered.
Oh my God.
Yeah, getting blitzed.
I couldn't imagine.
It was that. For a spring game, no less.
Jeez.
Yeah.
What spring game would that have been?
2017. Would have been the Tanner Lee.
What a year! Bob Diaco's first spring game.
The year before, I also tailgated in the Bottoms for the Minnesota game. Also got hammered.
Yes.
Snuck in some rum. Then I bought a Pepsi. I got a Pepsi.
Nebraska won that game.
Rum and Pepsi. How assy.
Yeah, it was. I was ripped. Good times.
Nice job.
Man, what memories.
Nebraska won that game. Tommy Armstrong tore his hamstring into shreds.
He was like Byron Leftwich.
And we never saw him again.
That's true.
And it had to be Riker Fife with his broken arm.
Oh.
And Zach Darlington.
Oh. Wow.
And they played a bowl game.
They did. And that's the last.
That was the last time.
That's the last time.
Did you guys hear? Yeah.
The shirt is out. Would you buy one of these for the Colorado game?
Restore
the order.
Oh my gosh, look at that. Would you look at that?
That
would you
beautiful.
Look at that?
Would restore the order.
I gotta see this. Here we go.
I got a message from someone that was also in the bottoms back in 2016 and responded with the but knew of the beverage that I had that day.
Mm.
A little Tank 7 action from Boulevard.
Oh, those will put you. Those will put you in a place.
A little spice, and then you bring rum into the stadium. Good times.
I believe that is over 10% on the.
Are they that high?
Maybe it's in the 8 range.
The Boulevard Tank 7.
For the friends of the Grum who are watching in the stream, here is the mock up of the restore the order shirt.
Oh, it's glorious. 8.5 Happer.
8.5.
So would you buy this shirt for?
Hell yes, I would, John.
I would.
God, that's amazing.
Restore the order.
And then after they win, we could say restored.
So just have a second shirt, wear it underneath.
I love this.
Just have that shirt underneath the original
one. Yeah, everybody takes
over,
their shirts off at the same time. Woo!
Restored.
Jeff says the shirt needs to happen. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Book it.
Also, Dave writes, they let you booze on campus for games now, by
what?
The way. They never...
What?
They never stopped you, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, you could always do it illegally.
I used to go drink in the lot for the music department. I had a buddy who had spots over
red
there.
Red cups. You got to put them in red cups.
So now they just don't care.
Apparently.
You can have a Busch Light can.
There was always an awareness of what you
were
doing.
They're walking around with 30 racks on their shoulder.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Sir,
all day
what
long.
Is this for?
People chugging Four Locos.
Go to the bottoms. What do you mean? Order restored.
Oh, that day is going to be nonsense.
Yes.
That'll be a nonsensical day.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Whoever does Big Red Overreaction is going to be having a great time.
Check out on Twitter our accounts.
Oh, yeah.
For the Restore the Order shirts.
I want this shirt so bad. God, that zone logo.
And hopefully
on
coming soon, Restored Order Restored.
Got a lot of time to make that shirt.
Max writes, you need to have a picture of the shirt on the shirt. So it's restore the order shirt on the shirt. That would
and
be.
And just over the top it says restored.
That would be hilarious.
Wait,
if the shirt says,
say it again.
So the shirt, so John, basically you copy and paste the shirt onto another shirt. And then at the top it says restore. So it's restore, and then it's literally the shirt. Max, your idea is hilarious.
It's order restore. No, it says order restored, not
no,
restore.
This one is restore. It's he wants to literally the first shirt to be a picture of a shirt that says restore the order.
Oh, okay.
So there's a shirt
so
on
a
the
shirt.
Shirt.
On a shirt.
Okay. Yes. Okay. It's like a hat on a hat.
But what happens with the victory shirt then?
Then
the restore order restored.
Well, what if you had it say restored and then it was like Franz Hardy holding the shirt up at the Colorado game?
Order restored over the top of it.
Oh my gosh. Because that isn't he the one who did that? Let's see.
I think it was Franz Hardy. I couldn't think of his name before, but yeah.
Oh my gosh. God. Yep, here he is running off the field. And yeah,
such an awesome picture.
It really was. Wow. Restore the order.
We should get Franz Hardy to show up on Big Red Overreaction.
Let's get Franz Hardy! I wonder if that guy's doing anything these days.
Yeah, hopefully.
No one has Twitter accounts anymore. It's hard to find people on Twitter.
Yeah, do a news.
Okay, I found he hasn't tweeted since 2014, but he's followed by Todd Peterson. So this is obviously Franz Hardy.
Right.
His Twitter handle is @HardyFrance.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he doesn't tweet anymore.
Just do a news Google news search for
Franz Hardy.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's any news.
Make sure he hasn't done anything bad like that last guy.
Good. That's a great point.
Yeah, we don't want that.
There are some
we don't
bad
want to repeat
stories
that
are showing up here. Let's search his name. Is he a police officer?
Nice.
Oh, even better.
Even better.
He can get us into a lot of places.
Well, just a sec. Let's make sure that this is okay. Ooh, shot by police. Franz Hardy. Hopefully it's a different Franz Hardy. I don't know. Okay, let's hop out of this story.
We don't do Google searches anymore.
Yeah. We can't do any Google searches of any former obscure Huskers. It just can't happen.
Never again.
Why does this keep happening?
I don't know.
Every Google search of a former Husker wide receiver ends up with horrible news. Oh, no.
We'll look further into that one.
Well, I looked for Restore the Order Nebraska, and there's another picture. Who was number... John, is that a number 5, do you think, under that shirt?
Yes.
Was that Marlon... Did he wear 5 yet, or it was 5
no.
later in his career?
5 was like later in his career.
Is that a 9,
or
it
could
think?
Be a 9.
Who wore number 9 in 2005?
God.
I have no
if
idea.
If somebody can pull this, God bless them.
I'm going to go to the Wikipedia page. Let's check that roster.
Meanwhile, Platt Cat...
Oh, what's up, Platt Cat?
Sent us a pick from last year.
Mark LaFleur.
He has an order restored shirt.
Or Jake Peets.
And yeah? It's a picture of him in a so
look at that.
So hang on a second. Let's do a little magic. Sorry, Platt Cat. I hope you're okay with me posting this because I'm going to.
Okay. Look at the back of the shirt. That's the best part.
Oh, is this an email?
No, it's a tweet.
Oh, okay. I missed this.
The back of the shirt
says the day, the past, and the future of Nebraska football or Husker football met.
Nice.
So now I have a mock up of
restored
order restored.
Oh, YouTube user, this is without a doubt a happy new year.
Yep. We did it again.
Four for four.
We did it again.
They've done it again.
Got to step out our game tomorrow.
Wow.
Make it a perfect 5 for 5.
Restored order restored. So now we have both mock-ups of both shirts.
All right. Does anyone know Mark LaFleur? Is he okay? Can I Google his name?
Don't do it.
Mr. Rick wants to know, does Joey want the shirt in flannel?
Great question.
So he can walk in the neighborhood?
Mark
Go
LaFleur
ahead. Go ahead.
Is an administrator at Douglas County. What does that mean? He's on LinkedIn.
Come on, Mark. The county as a whole?
The whole county. Come on, Mark. Oh, I found his Twitter handle. Does he tweet? It's been a few months, but he's on Twitter.
Got a chance?
Uh-huh.
All right. As long as that was him in the picture.
His nephew was on After Hours back in October, and that was the last time he tweeted. My nephew Sage doing big things at South High's freshman year. Love to see it.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Well, we can definitely get Mark's contact information then. Mark, come on our show. Let's talk about Order Restored.
Yes, please.
Oh, my gosh.
He was holding the shirt that one time.
Wow.
All right, so we can now have...
This is one of our finest crossovers ever.
We just had a lot of ideas. It was flowing today.
Yeah.
Well, you know it's a good crossover. I finally got tagged by one of the porn bots.
Porn in bio! Restore the order in bio!
Thanks, Margaret.
Restore, order restored.
Order restored in bio.
In bio.
Oh. Wow.
Okay.
All right, so check out the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. For the mock-ups of both Restore the Order, and Restored Order Restored.
Exactly. Yeah. I will also say this before I go. I think there has been one other time, maybe, that we've had a perfect week of Happy New Year crossovers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't even know if that's the case. It's either 1 or 0. We're going for it tomorrow.
We're going for it tomorrow. How will we ever pull it off?
Mm.
I don't know.
We'll have to think of something. We got a whole 24 hours.
And to think this all started because
flannel.
Joey has a walking flannel.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I do.
And it turned these two into giggle twins.
That was hilarious. I'm going to listen to this crossover on my way home tonight. I'm very excited. I cannot wait to laugh some more. This was hilarious.
You know what sucks? Is the only thing out of all these great ideas that will actually get executed is probably the draft of...
The big red overreaction.
Yeah, we're making the shirts. We'll find a way. Yes.
We might have to go off on our own for it.
If I don't put a zone logo on it, I can just do whatever I want to do on the side, right?
Yeah, that's
true. Put a Josh Peterson running podcast logo on it.
Bingo. Chasing 3 hours. Order restored. Perfect.
Listen to my podcast.
Here's a good shirt idea from Jason. We're back. Kinda. I'd buy a shirt that said, we're back, kinda.
We're back, kinda. Yeah.
Nebraska's kinda back and here to stay.
I've said that a lot.
Years.
Jed reminds us that Mark LaFleur was one of those guys that triggered knowing that it was a running play under Callahan. He got on the field, and he's right.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's right.
Definitely.
Come on, Mark. You want to come on the show? Oh, I just had somebody ask me, do you need me to contact Mark? Okay, so we can get Mark on. Let's have Mark LaFleur on the week of the game.
We just have to make sure that's him in the picture first.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll figure that part out.
And then we could talk to Mark.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. All right, friends. Let's roll in to a Grum next on 1620 The Zone.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.